There's plenty of news to go around, some good, some bad. But when a new report on greenhouse gas emissions says in no uncertain terms that their findings are bleak, well, we're going to pay attention to that. The report from the UN out today basically says that 4 years after countries agreed to take action as part of the Paris Climate Change Agreement, we are not trying hard enough at our own peril. The World's Environment editor Carolyn Beeler is with me. Carolyn, what are the findings beyond just bleak?
The top line here, Marco, is that world countries are way off target from what they've promised in the Paris Climate Agreement. Even if they met all of their promises to cut carbon, they'd still be hitting about 3 degrees Celsius of global warming, which is way off of the well under 2 degrees that they promised in this agreement. These targets were not that ambitious to begin with, because the idea of the Paris Agreement was to get everyone on board and then grow more and more ambitious. But even so, this new report is pointing out that even these less ambitious targets, many countries are not hitting.
Perhaps it's not too surprising, but it is disappointing and kind of ominous. Is it still possible to meet the Paris Agreement goals?
It is possible, but it's just getting harder and harder the longer we wait. The report had this quote that was really blunt. Countries collectively failed to stop the growth in global greenhouse gas emissions, meaning that deeper and faster cuts are now required. Now, a stat from that report that really jumped out at me was that if the world had really started cutting carbon back in 2010, we would have had to cut about 3% of global greenhouse gas emissions a year to hit the targets that scientists say we need to by 2030. Now, we have to cut carbon by about 7.5% each year to hit that target within a decade. Now, it's often said that the world needs to put itself on a carbon diet, and I think that analogy is actually helpful here. So if we collectively were a 200-pound person, that would mean losing 15 pounds a year for the next decade.
Wow, 15 pounds per year, that is a big challenge. This report names names, or rather names countries, I guess. Who's meeting the targets that were set out in the Paris Agreement and who is not?
This report focuses on the G20 countries, the richest countries in the world, and really called them out to say they need to do more. It found that the majority of either aren't on track to meet their targets, that's including the U.S. and Canada, or are meeting their targets only because they were not strong enough to begin with, including Russia and Turkey. The only G20 countries that do seem to be on track to meet their targets that seem reasonable are China, the EU, and Mexico.
So the bottom line with this report is that even though every country in the world got together in Paris and said we need to cut emissions, very few countries are actually living up to that.
That's right. And that means that global emissions just continue to rise. In fact, new numbers from the World Meteorological Organization released just yesterday showed that 2018 once again hit a new record high for greenhouse gas emissions. Now, to illustrate this upward rise in CO2 concentrations in the atmosphere, we did something that we sometimes do on the show. We put it to music. We sonified this data. So let's start with what it sounds like to have 300 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. That's a threshold we crossed for the first time ever around the middle of last century. And let's pick up in the mid-1980s when we really started hearing more about climate change. Back in 1984, so the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere was 344 parts per million. And this is right around 1988 when climate scientist James Hansen testified before Congress and raised one of the first really public alarms about climate change. In 1997, when CO2 in the atmosphere was 363 parts per million, world countries signed the Kyoto Protocol to try to get things under control. It failed, and global emissions continued to rise. Skipping ahead a handful of years here. And right around here is 2015, when the Paris Climate Change Agreement was signed, and global carbon emissions passed 400 parts per million in the atmosphere for the first time.
So the UN emissions report is basically saying, get it right, countries, or else. So what kinds of solutions is it proposing?
That's really key, Marco. The big difference between that first music note that we heard representing the mid-80s and today is that now we have a lot of the solutions to climate change at our fingertips. And the second half of this UN report released today focuses on those. Overall, it recommends countries focus on switching over entirely to renewables for electricity generation, incentivizing switching to electric vehicles and using public transport and working toward zero emissions buildings. And the solutions portion of this report really reiterates the fact that climate change is not technically impossible to fix. It's really a matter of whether the political will be there to fix it.
The World's Environment Correspondent Carolyn Beeler, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.